The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 2, text number 2. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasavikari. Recorded on September 6th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Evam,
evam
parampara,
parampara
praptam,
praptam
imam,
imam
raja,
raja
rishaya,
rishaya
vidu kalena iha mahata yoga
nashta
parantapa
evam
parampara
praptam
imam rajashayo vidu sakalene ha mahata yoga nashta parantapa evam parampara praptam
evam parampara praptam
imam rajashayo vidu
imam rajashayo vidu
sakalene ha mahata
sakalene ha mahata
yoga nashta parantapa evam thus parampara
by the syptic succession.
Praptam
received.
Imam this science. Raja Rishaya, the saintly kings. Vidu, understood. Sa, that knowledge. Kalena,
in the course of time.
Iha,
in this world,
Mahata,
great,
Yoga, the science of one's relationship with the Supreme. Nashta. Scattered. Parantapa. O Arjuna, subduer of the enemies.
O Arjuna, subduer of the enemies.
Translate.
O Arjuna, покорител на враговете.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of the Siddhic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. Purport. It is clearly stated that the Gita was especially meant for the saintly kings, because they were to execute its purpose in ruling over the citizens. Certainly, Bhagavad Gita was never meant for the demoniac persons who would dissipate its value for no one's benefit and would devise all types of interpretations according to personal whims. As soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to re-establish the disciplic succession. 5,000 years ago, it was detected by the Lord himself that the disciplic succession was broken, and therefore he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. In the same way, at the present moment also, there are so many editions of the Gita, especially in English, but almost all of them are not according to authorized disciplic succession. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demonic, because demons do not believe in God but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a great need of an edition of the Bhagavad Gita in English, as it is received by the Parampara disciplic succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita, accepted as it is a great boon to humanity. But if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculations, it is simply a waste of time.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandritam Shcha.
So one has to understand Bhagavad Gita by the proper method. If one tries to understand it through the process of philosophical speculation, Srila Prabhupada confirms, it is simply a waste of time. So if you want to get the actual benefit of Bhagavad Gita, you must hear it through the method known as Parampara system. You must hear it from a bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession. Srila Prabhupada compares this to a mango tree. In India, during the mango season, when they are harvesting the mangoes, they will station a number of workers up the tree at different levels. One worker on the top branch, he will pick that mango, he will hand it to the next worker. And he will carefully hand it to the next worker. In this way, the mango comes down the tree without being bruised.
И по този начин мангото стига до долу без да бъде удраскано.
It was simply broken from the tree and allowed to fall, it become a ruined mango, all bruised and no good.
Ако просто го бяха обрулили от дървото, щеше да падне директно на земята и нямаше да е хубаво.
So in the same way that the mango fruit has to be handed down from worker to worker on the tree, mango tree. This message of the Bhagavad Gita has to be carefully handed from one spiritual master to another. So that original speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, of course, is Lord Krishna. This transcendental knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, it is given to Arjuna.
това трансцендентално знание на Бхагавадгита дадено на Арджуна.
The same Vedic knowledge is given to Brahmaji also.
Същото това знание е дадено и на Брама.
Тене Брама хридаяди кавие муянти ят сурьяха. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Опитва се в Srimad Bhagavatam как Кришна предава това знание в сърцето на Брама.
That from within the heart of Brahmaji this knowledge was revealed.
Че отвътре сърцето на Брама се проявява това знание.
So Brahmaji, he gave that knowledge to Narad Muni.
Брамаджи предава това знание на Нарада Муни.
And Narad Muni's disciple, that is Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedic wisdom.
Ученикът на Нарада Муни, това е Шрила Вясадева, съставителят на ведическите писания.
You know that Srila Vyasadeva is still living in the Himalayas even at this time?
Знаете ли, че Шрила Вясадева все още живее високо в Хималаите?
Some centuries ago, Madhvacharya, he met that Srila Vyasadeva.
Преди няколко столетия Шрила Мадхвачария среща самия Вясадев високо в Хималаите.
So then Madhvacharya he gave it to his disciple.
И тогава Мадхвачария получи това знание, го дал на своите ученици.
To his disciple.
Той на своя ученик, на своя ред, той на своя.
And finally it came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Ishwarapuri.
И то стигнало чрез Ishwarapuri, стигнало до Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Then Lord Chaitanya gave it to the six Goswamis.
След това Чайтанья Махапрабху предава това знание на шестимата госвами.
And then it came down to the followers of the Goswamis.
А то по този начин стигнало до последователите на госвамите.
Finally it came down to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
След това стигнало до Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
The Gorkhashwar Das Babaji Maharaj.
Gorkhashwar Das Babaji Maharaj.
He was in between actually. He was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He does not give diksha to his own son. So he sent his son to one of his disciples, Gorkhashwar Das Babaji. He got his diksha from Gorkhashwar Das Babaji.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur не е дал посещение на своя син Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, а го пратил при един от своите ученици Gorkhashwar Das Babaji.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he gave that knowledge to Srila Prabhupada.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati предава това знание на Srila Prabhupada.
And now Srila Prabhupada has given that knowledge to us and we are carrying on the disciplic line.
Srila Prabhupada предава това знание на нас и ние продължаваме тази ученическа последователност.
So in this way it is coming down in an unbroken way from Krishna himself.
И по този начин знанието преминава по Гуру Парампара по недокоснат начин.
The point is you cannot understand this knowledge merely by academics.
Същността на това, което казваме, е, че не можете да разберете същността на Бхагавад Гита чрез академичен подход.
You can only understand it by surrendering to Krishna.
Човек може да разбере това знание единствено чрез отдаване на Кришна.
And surrendering to Krishna means a surrendering also to the current link in the disciplic succession.
А да се отдаде човек на Кришна означава също така да се отдаде на съвременната връзка с ученическата
постъпка. Krishna confirms.
Кришна потвърждава това.
If you want to be his devotee, you have to become the devotee of his devotee.
Ако искате да станете негов преданно отдаден, трябва да станете преданно на неговия преданно отдаден.
Яме бхакта джана парата, наме бхакта штете джанаха, мад бхактанам че яме бхактас, теме бхакта матамата. He says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee.
Та каза, Арджуна, този, който е мой преданно отдаден, не е мой преданно отдаден.
But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Но този, който предан на моя предан, е мой предан.
And actually, we don't even become the devotee of the devotee.
Ние всъщност не ставаме предан на предан дадени.
Of Krishna. We become the devotee of 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 Krishna.
Ние ставаме предан дадени на 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 Кришна.
Lord Chaitanya said like that.
Бог Чайтани казва това.
He said, I am simply the servant of the servant of the servant of the two lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. I'm not directly the devotee of Krishna or even the devotee of the devotee of Krishna. I'm the devotee of the devotee of the devotee of Krishna.
Шри Чайтани Махапрабху казва това. Той казва, аз не съм слуга на слугата на слугата. Аз съм слуга на слугата на слугата на слугата на Кришна. Не съм директен слуга на Кришна, дори не съм директен слуга на слугата на Кришна.
The more you become the devotee of the devotee of the devotee of the devotee, the more you become recognized by Krishna.
колкото ставате предани на преданите на преданите на преданите на Кришна,
толкова. Some people say, well, I just want to be a devotee of Krishna. I don't want to be a devotee of the spiritual master.
И ако някой каже, аз просто искам да стана предан на Кришна, не искам да ставам предан на Кришна.
All right, then be a real devotee of Krishna.
Тогава бъди истински предан на Кришна.
Do what Krishna says. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadengshati te jnanam ganena sattvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him, become his servant. Become his disciple.
You see?
That's what Krishna is saying. So if you say, oh, I just want to be a devotee of Krishna, then be the real devotee by obeying Krishna. Not that, oh, I'll be a devotee of Krishna in my own way. That's nonsense. That means you're a devotee of your own mind. You want to be a devotee of Krishna, you have to be a devotee the way that Krishna says to be a devotee. Then you're a devotee.
Ако искате да бъдете преданни на Кришна, трябва да бъдете преданни по начина, по който Кришна каза, тогава сте истински преданни.
So when you become a devotee of Krishna, you become liberated.
И когато станете преданни на Кришна, получавате освобождение.
Someone may wonder, well, is it, what do I get by being a devotee of Krishna?
Човек може да си зададе въпроса, какво получавам, като стана преданни на Кришна?
Do I get money?
Пари.
Do I become famous?
Слава.
Do I become strong and healthy, what do I get by becoming a devotee of
Krishna?
Do I get a beautiful wife? What do I get out of it? A devotee is not interested in these material things. Najanam, nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, yes, nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, vajagadisha, kamaye. I don't want anything material. I don't even want liberation from birth and death. I just want service. That means the devotee is already liberated. Anybody who simply engages his mind, his words and intelligence in Krishna's service,
всеки, който ангажира своите ум, мисли, тяло в служене на Кришна, интелигентно служене,
is already liberated even while living in this material existence.
Е вече освободен дори още в това материално съществуване.
This is confirmed by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī.
Това се потвърждава от Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī.
Iha yasha herer dashe karmana manasa gara nikala svapyavastasu jivan muktasa uchite. One who engages his body, mind, and words in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna is already a liberated soul, even in all conditions of this material existence.
Човек, който ангажира своите ум, сетива, интелигентност, тяло в служене на Кришна, вече освободена личност дори в всички материални условия.
You don't have to wait for the time of death to become liberated.
Няма нужда да чакате за момента на смъртта, за да.
You can become liberated right now.
Може да бъдете освободени още в този миг.
All you have to do is be engage yourself always, all your thoughts, all your words, all your deeds for Krishna's pleasure. That's all.
Всичко, което трябва да направите, е да ангажирате всички свои мисли, думи и дела в служене на Кришна. Това е всичко.
You don't have to change your occupation.
Няма нужда да сменяте заниманието си.
Whatever you're doing now, offer the result of that to Krishna, that's
all.
If you're a songwriter, write songs for Krishna. If you're a businessman, make money for
Krishna.
If you're a mother, raise your children to be devotees of Krishna. Whatever your occupation, you simply offer that to Krishna. You don't have to change your occupation.
Каквото и да правите, правете това за Кришна, няма нужда да сменяте заниманието си.
In this way, by engaging your occupation in Krishna's service,
по този начин, като ангажирате своите дейности,
you become a liberated soul.
Се превръщате в освободена душа.
So our Krishna consciousness movement is so nice.
Ето защо Кришна движението за Кришна съзнание е толкова прекрасно.
Under the blessings and guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. You engage everything in Krishna's service. And this way become liberated. Jivan Mukta. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Narad Muni Prabhu.
Чухме, че Брама е приел това знание в сърцето си. Тая връзка между живото същество и Бога чрез сърцето ли може да бъде разбрана?
So in the word yoga is translated as connection with God. And
the word yoga?
Yes.
Okay.
And in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that Brahma understood this knowledge through the heart, within the heart. So the question is it through the heart that we can understand this connection with Krishna?
Understand the through hearing that you understand the connection. It comes through the hearing. You must hear from the bona fide source. You cannot speculate. And when you hear from the proper source and you take that knowledge into your heart, then it becomes realized. If you let that knowledge go in one ear and go out the other ear, then you don't become realized.
Това знание влезно от едното око и излезно от другото, тогава
няма. If you take that knowledge through your ears and into your heart, then you become connected.
Но когато приемеш това знание през ушите в сърцето си, тогава получаваш тази връзка.
You have to dig it deep, deep, deep into your heart.
Трябва да го приемеш много, много дълбоко в сърцето си.
Паеш?
Не.
Questions more? Matura?
Понеже 18 години нали са паднали да се служат. Обаче въпросът ми е следния, че от всичкото това служене, което съм много когато служа на Кришна или на Прямо Дай, нали, то е вкус на най-вероятен. И се учувам, защо другите хора, например, нали, не могат да го усетят този вкус от това служене и от какво се получават. Защото в интерес наистина това е най-хубавия вкус на цяло живот на човек.
Въпросът е защо другите хора не могат да се
дадат? Да, защо? Как можем да помогнем?
He serves in the army for 18 years. He's been serving for 18 years now. And he's done a lot of service. But when he serves Krishna and his devotees, he gets the most sublime taste. So his question is, he wonders why other people do not feel that taste for serving Krishna and his devotees.
It's actually, in one sense, it's a very mysterious thing. I mean, this is such a wonderful thing. Why the whole world doesn't have this taste? It's amazing. I mean, it's really an amazing thing. Why the whole world isn't Krishna conscious now? It's such a good deal, you know. Chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam. Become more successful than the biggest materialistic persons like Bill Gates. Become more successful than anybody in this world just by chanting Hare Krishna.
Постигни повече успех от Бил Гейтс или който да било друг материалист в материалния свят. Просто повтаряш Хари Кришна.
It's just amazing that people somehow just don't get it. They're under Maya's spell.
Това е изумително, че хората просто не разбират фактът влиянието на Майя.
One Acharya said they've been cursed by Yamaraj. This is Yamaraj's curse.
Един Acharya казва, че това е проклятието на Yamaraj.
It's described by one of our Vaishnava songwriters how, because of Yamaraj's curse, you see.
Описано от един от великите композитори в нашата ученическа.
So they are cursed by Yamaraj, you see.
Че са проклети от Yamaraj.
They're walking dead people.
Че те са ходещи мъртвци.
So we have to give the counter. We have to give them the blessing of Krishna consciousness to counteract that curse of Yamaraj. And so we have to do Harinam Sankirtan as much as possible. In every city, every day, Harinam should be going on. Every city, every village in the whole world should be going on every day.
И трябва всеки ден всеки град и село всеки ден да има Харинам Санкиртан.
And we're not doing Harinam, the book should be going out like bombs during World War II, just fully going everywhere.
Ако няма Харинам, и тогава книгите трябва да летят като бомби по време на Втората световна война.
Bomb, we should be armed. This is Lord Chaitanya's army. We have to have a Hitler had his blitzkrieg. We have our blitzkrieg.
Ние сме армията на Чайтанья Махапрабху, както Хитлер е направил блиц, това е грана думи, блицкриг означава бърза война, а ние имаме блицкриг, война на блаженството.
We had to be very aggressive to conquer the world for Prabhupada, you know. We have to rescue them from Yamaraj's curse. Any other question?
Yeah. Духовният учител да е в тяло. Той може да е вече напуснал и чрез това да се обърне към него. Това е ритик философията. Всъщност, ако може Шриман Сакаш Прабу да коментира.
Many Vaishnavas say that interpret this verse saying that actually not this verse but the one he quoted, that we have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. They say that the bona fide spiritual master doesn't have to be in a physical body. Mm-hmm. We have to actually approach his teachings. So mm-hmm. If you would comment on this.
Okay. Some people say the spiritual master doesn't have to be physically living. You can approach simply his teachings and that's just the same. That is not the system that's been practiced in Vaishnava history. For receiving instruction, certainly. We read the writings of Rupa Goswami, we read the Narada Bhakti Sutra, certainly we do take their instructions.
Със сигурност, то се отнася до получаване на инструкции, ние четем книгите на Нарада Бхакти Сутри и книгите на Рупа Госвами.
But for taking actual diksha initiation, spiritual master has to accept you.
Но за да получи човек истинска дикша посещение, духовният учител трябва да те приеме.
You can't imagine, you say, well, I think he accepted me. I think I'd like to be a disciple of Narada Muni, you see, and I think he accepted me as his disciple.
Не можете просто да си въобразявате, ами искам и се да съм ученик на Нарада Муни и мисля, че той ме прие.
That's your speculation.
Това си е ваша спекулация.
See, the guru has to, because we're on a gross material level, we have to have a spiritual master who's manifested on the gross material level. We can say, yes, I accept you as my disciple.
Като нашето съзнание на грубо материално ниво, нас не е необходим някой учител в грубото материално възприятие, за да може той да ни каже да, приемам те.
Some people are saying, well, Prabhupada is accepting anyone who wants to be his disciple even now.
Някой може да каже, Prabhupada приема всеки, който иска да бъде негов ученик дори и сега.
One lady was told, you just take your Java bead bag and you go to Prabhupada Samadhi Vrindavan and touch your Java beads to Prabhupada Samadhi and you're initiated by Prabhupada. That's all you have to do.
Някой бил казал на някаква дама, просто си взимаш една джапа, броеница, отиваш в самадито на Майя на Прабхупад и докосваш броеницата до самадито и вече си посветен от Шрила
Прабхупад. But what did Prabhupad say on October 17th, 1977, as recorded on the tape?
Както е записано на касета на 17 октомври 1977, какво казва Прабхупад?
He said, I'm not, from here on, I'm not accepting any more disciples. He said, I am not accepting any more disciples. On October 17th, 1977, he said, I'm not taking any more disciples.
На 17 октомври 1977 година Шрила Прабхупада каза, повече няма да приемам ученици.
So about somebody who thinks they can become Prabhupada's disciple just by touching their bee bag to the samadhi is in a dream.
Ако някой си представя, че като си докосне броленицата до самадито на Прабхупада ще стане негов ученик, това си е просто сън.
They're suffering from a grand illusion.
Просто страдат от огромна иллюзия.
But the good news is, don't be discouraged now.
Добрата новина е
Papa said the grandfather is more affectionate than the father.
Правопата казва, че дядото обича внуците си повече от бащата.
So we're becoming a disciple of a disciple of
Prabhupada.
You get special mercy that he doesn't even give to his disciples. Because you're the grandchild, you see. The sons, he could be very heavy, harsh, and, you see. But with the grandchildren, he's very affectionate. So we're becoming the disciple of Prabhupada's disciple. You get very special mercy from
Prabhupada.
Your connection is not any less than a Prabhupada disciple's connection. Not any less. In fact, it's even better. Because the more you become the servant of the servant of the servant, you become more become recognized by Krishna. I'll be honest with all of you. It was pretty easy for us to have faith in this movement by seeing
Prabhupada.
But for you to have faith in this movement just by seeing us, his disciples, I'm amazed at your faith. You have much more faith than we did, I can tell you right now. That you never saw Prabhupada, but you give your whole life to his movement, you have more faith than we did.
Вие без да виждате Прабхупада, имате много повече вяра.
Actually, I take it when, just like when people come to me to become my disciples, they come. I understand that Prabhupada has sent them to me. To engage in his service. I take every disciple as a special gift to me from Srila
Prabhupada.
And I see them as Prabhupada's property, and I engage them in Prabhupada's service. I never think this disciple is my property. I always think this disciple belongs to Prabhupada, and I'm simply engaging them in Prabhupada's service. So this idea that you know, you can just pick any guru, just part of guru, and become his disciple. I mean, why not just become disciple of Krishna, and become Brahmaji's god brother? You know, if you can become a disciple of a departed spiritual master, why not just become a disciple of Krishna and become god brothers with Lord Brahma?
Ако можете да станете ученици на някой гуру, който вече е напуснал, защо трябва да стават ученици на Прабхупада? Направо станете ученици на Кришна духовно.
Now where you become the god uncle of Narada Muni, you become superior to Narada Muni.
И ще станете духовни чичовци на Нарада Муни, ще приемете повече позиция от Нарада Муни.
I mean, how ridiculous can you get, you know? Narada Muni left to offer me obeisances as the god brother of his spiritual master. You see. So I give up these people who espouse this philosophy. They are called ritviks. In English, there's a word nitwit. And it's an English word, nitwit. It means an idiot. So we call them the Ritvik nitwits. Sometimes they send me emails and they challenge me. They say that what right do you have to be a spiritual master? Only Prabhupada can be a spiritual master. But if Prabhupada is my spiritual master, that means I have to obey him, right? Well, Prabhupada ordered me to be a spiritual master. So it's my duty to obey him, isn't it? So who am I supposed to listen to, the Ritviks or my spiritual master? He ordered, become guru. So I'm supposed to disobey Prabhupada and obey the Ritviks? There's already enough nitwits running around the planet Earth. We don't need another one named Sankarshan Das. I'm not going to become a follower of the nitwit Ritviks. I'm going to be a follower of
Prabhupada.
Since he ordered me to become a spiritual master, I'm going to make disciples all over the world as he ordered me to. Prabhupada gave us the order to become guru and deliver the whole world. So that is my mission. I want to save the whole world. And my disciples, their duty is to assist me in saving the whole world. And as far as the Ritviks go, Prabhupada said, the dogs will bark, but the caravan will pass. Any other questions?
Други въпроси.
Как да подобрим качеството на слушането, тъй като това е изключително важно. Ако има някакъв проблем, то е именно в това, че ние не можем да слушаме качествено. Как да подобрим качеството на слушане?
How can we improve the quality of hearing?
The way to improve the quality of hearing is to focus, is to chant your japa in the early morning before sunrise.
За да подобрим качеството на слушането си, трябва да се научим да си свършваме джапата сутрин преди изгрев слънце.
Because in the early morning hours, the modes of material nature are sattvic.
Тъй като в ранните сутрешни часове всичко е в сатва го.
That is the time suitable for meditation.
Това е времето подходящо за медитация.
So if you will take advantage of the early morning hours,
и ако човек е внимателен през ранните сутрешни часове,
and just be very nicely absorb yourself in chanting Hare Krishna,
и много внимателно да се ангажира в възприемането на Хари Кришна,
then you become very powerful in hearing.
Ще добиеш голямо могъщество в слушането.
It's very wonderful that you have asked this question.
Това е прекрасно, че ми задаваш този въпрос.
Because simply by hearing you can become perfect.
Защото само чрез слушане, просто чрез слушане може да постигнеш съвършенство.
Who is the great acharya of hearing?
Махараджа Парикшит.
Who is the great acharya of hearing? Парикшит Махарадж. Simply by hearing the Bhagavatam from Shukadev, you became perfectly self-realized.
Кой е най-големият ачарья на слушането? Това е Махараджа Парикшит. Само чрез слушане той стана себеорганизиран.
And how did Prabhupada become recognized by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur?
А как Prabhupada бил признат от Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати Такур?
By hearing.
Чрез слушане.
Others would not attend the lectures because his lectures are very erudite.
Другите не посещавали лекциите на Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати, защото лекциите му били прекалено ерудирани.
The materialistic Deminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is forever inviting the fallen conditioned souls.
Do you want me to translate it?
Can you translate it? He can't even translate it. So he would speak in very erudite English language, you see. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
коментарите на Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати върху Брама Свамита, което аз не мога да преведа, понеже е прекалено ерудиран.
And his disciples are very simple Bengali village boys. They don't know what Guru Maharaj is talking about.
Учениците били обикновени момчета от бенгалските села и не може да разберат какво говори.
So Prabhupada could not always figure out what he's talking about either.
И Прабхупад също не може да разбере какво и да рече.
Even though he was well educated in English, it was too high level for him even sometimes.
Въпреки че бил много добре образован в английски език, дори за него това било прекалено много, прекалено високо ниво.
But Prabhupada said, I would understand or I would not understand, but still I would go on hearing.
Прабхупад обаче си повтарям, независимо дали разбирам или не разбирам, аз продължавам да слушам.
In this way, Guru Maharaj marked me, this boy, the others go away, but this boy stays.
По този начин Прабхупад си мисля, че Бхактисиддхан Сарасвати ще ме забележи, по този начин другите, ето това момче остана, пък другите се тръгнаха.
So whenever Guru Maharaj would speak, he would take the opportunity to hear. Whenever he had chance to hear Guru Maharaj speak, he would always take the opportunity.
Така че по този начин винаги, когато имате възможност да слушате.
So the more you can hear from your Guru Maharaj and other senior devotees, that's how you become expert in hearing.
Колкото почнете възможност да слушате от своя Гуру Махарадж и от други на старши преданни, така слушайте ги, по този начин ще станете, ще подобрите.
And if they are not personally present, there are so many recordings, MP3 recordings.
Ако не присъстват лично, има толкова много записи.
There are so many books you can read, Prabhupada's books.
Толкова много книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
You should read Prabhupada's books constantly, all of his books, cover to cover. Have a full set of the books and read everything.
Трябва да си притежавате пълен комплект от неговите книги и да ги четете редовно от кора до кора.
Again and again and again, reading and rereading and rereading all of Prabhupada's books.
Редовно да четете, да препрочитате всички книги на Шрила Прабхупада.
In this way you become first class hearer.
По този начин ще станете първокласен слушател.
And simply by your hearing you will capture Krishna.
И просто чрез слушането ще заловите Кришна.
Any other questions?
Друг въпрос?
Back there.
This is the question around accepting the spiritual master. You explained it that one should become servant of the servant and all that. That was very nice.
But serving what?
Servant of the servant.
Servant of the servant, okay.
But even in the scripture, if someone is learning from the scripture already says, Adosh Guru Ashrayam Sad Dharma Pricha. Even the scripture, we have to inquire from the spiritual master.
Yeah.
So how can we understand?
It's a very good point. So how can we
understand the scripture even on our own and accept yeah.
So how can we understand scriptures without the guru's help? That's her question.
Матаджи пита, дори в свещените писания някои хора казват, че човек може чрез свещените писания да разбере духовното знание, но дори в свещените писания се казва, че трябва помощта на духовен учител, за да разберем свещените писания. Как можем да разберем свещените писания без помощта на духовен учител?
The scriptures say you have to approach a spiritual master.
Свещените писания казват, че трябва да се обърнете към духовен.
And you have to inquire from him.
И че трябва да го питате.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, inquire from. You can't inquire from someone who's not physically present. Of course, you can pray to a departed acharya, but how are you going to hear the answer when you're not a realized soul? If you're completely pure devotee, then you can hear the answers. You see, but if you're covered by the modes of nature, you cannot hear. You have to be, the guru has to be physically present to hear his answer.
Също сте покрити от проявленията на природата, не можете да чуете отговора и ви нужен физически.
So therefore a living guru is required. You can inquire from your spiritual master, he will tell you yes, do this, no, don't do that.
Трябва да питате физически присъстващ жив духовен учител, който да ви каже не правете това, да, правете това.
A conditioned soul cannot get that kind of communication from a departed acharya. It's not possible.
Една обусловена душа не може да получи този вид комуникация от ачари, който вече не присъства физически.
You require a spiritual master who is on this planet.
Има нужда от духовен учител, който присъства на тази планета.
Prabhupada was asked by one lady in London. She said, Swamiji, Can't we just take a spiritual master through the through reading? Prabhupada said no. You must make a guru concrete.
Трябва да направите гуру конкретно проявен. Конкретен гуру. Трябва да е конкретен, да е реален.
Any other questions?
The verse that I quoted, it says you cannot even understand the teachings of the previous acharyas without the guru.
Yes, translate.
Този цитат казва, че дори не може да разберете наставленията и писанията на предишните ачари без жив, реално присъстващ, физически присъстващ духовен учител.
Yeah, if you jump over the head, like there's already enough monkeys in Vrindavan jumping over the branches.
Вече има достатъчно маймуни в Вриндавана, които да поскачат по коните.
Don't try to jump over the head of your spiritual master with some so-called erudite understanding of the Vedanta philosophy.
Не се опитвайте да скачате през главата на духовния учител, като се обръщате към така наречените рутини.
You become bewildered by the material energy, guaranteed.
Ще бъдете объркани от материалната енергия, това е гарантирано.
Any other questions? Yes.
Well, my question is regarding liberation.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that one becomes liberated,
mm-hmm.
but actually, from what I've studied throughout Srila Prabhupada's books,
mm-hmm.
is that liberation is not that hard to achieve. We read a verse recently where Krishna says, "If you understand the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities,
mm-hmm.
you become liberated."
Mm-hmm.
And there are other quotes that confirm that liberation is mm-hmm. very easy to mm-hmm. achieve. But actually, I feel that Prabhupada is actually stressing on becoming a pure devotee beyond
mm-hmm.
liberation.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, this. Actually Prabhupada's teaching is beyond liberation. Don't become just liberated.
Mm.
Become a pure devotee.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is.
So what's your question?
My question is liberation our goal or is it a pure devotion service?
Mm. The term liberation can be used in different contexts.
I have to translate my
question. Yeah, yeah. Translate your question first. Yeah.
Да го кажа накратко. От това, което съм прочел в книгите на Шрила Прабхупада, съм останал с впечатлението, че има много начини за постигане на освобождение и освобождението не е толкова трудно да се постигне. Струва се, че в книгите на Шрила Прабхупада ударението е сложено върху чисто правилно служене и че целта на учението на Шрила Прабхупада е чисто правилно служене.
Actually, liberation means to become free from the cycle of birth and death. Всъщност,
освобождение означава да се освободим от цикъла на раждането и смъртта, кръговрат на раждането и смъртта.
The Mayavadis can also become liberated. It's called Sayujya Mukti.
Mayavadis също могат да постигнат освобождение, което се нарича Sayujya Mukti.
There's also the Buddhistic Nirvana, which is a type of liberation.
Също така е буддистката нирвана, която е един вид освобождение.
But bhakti, it is beyond liberation.
Но бхакти е отвъд освобождението.
So, as soon as you engage in bhakti, you're already liberated and beyond liberation at the same time.
В момента, в който човек се ангажира в бхакти, човек вече е освободен отвъд освобождението.
If you seriously engage in devotional service, you're not only liberated, but you're beyond liberation also.
Човек е освободен и всъщност е отвъд освобождението.
Devotional service is beyond liberation.
Предно служене е отвъд освобождението.
It situates you in the spiritual energy.
По този начин човек бил поставен в духовната енергия.
It's like Prabhupada said that your deathlessness begins from the very day of initiation.
Както казва Прабхупада, вашата безсмъртност започва от деня на посвещението.
So actually you're beyond liberation even at the time of Diksha.
Всъщност човек вече минал границата на освобождението в момента на дори в момента на
But the condition is you have to maintain your initiation vows.
Условието е, че човек трябва да поддържа обетите по време на посвещение.
You have to spend 16 rounds daily minimum. You have to follow the four regulative principles. If you can do that, then you maintain a position which is even beyond liberation. You're liberated already, but you're even beyond liberation also. Anyone who is beyond liberation, they also have liberation automatically. They don't have to seek liberation because they're already beyond it. Anyone who is happily engaged in Krishna consciousness, fully absorbing themselves for their whole life in devotional service, they're already beyond liberation.
Тези личности, които цял живот са ангажирани в предно служене, щастливо в предно служене,
they are Jivan Mukta, as Rupa Goswami says. They are liberated.
Те са освободени Jivan Mukta, както казва Рупа Госвами.
And they're even more than them.
И дори повече от това. My point is actually is we put many people put stress on liberation, even among the devotees. We put stress on liberation, and we want to become liberated from birth and death.
Right.
And I heard you many times. You said that you're in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, that you would like to save the whole world, even if he has to stay here. Even if you have to stay here.
That's true. You can translate.
Идеята ми беше, че дори се предадените се шири идеята за освобождението от страданията в материалния свят. Ако от Санкшана Прабху съм чул, че неговото настроение и нашето настроение би трябвало да бъде, че ние трябва да сме готови, както правят Махарадж, да останем в материалния свят. Дори ако трябва да останем в материалния свят, за да спасим всички живи същества.
Lord Chaitanya said, I don't need liberation from the birth and death. I just need to be engaged in devotional service.
Бог Чайтанья казва, нямам нужда от освобождение от материалния свят. Искам само да остана ангажиран в предно служение.
So anybody who has fully embraced the Sankirtan mood, the mood of spreading Krishna consciousness.
Така че всеки, който е прегърнал концепцията за разпространяване на Санкиртан по целия свят.
They are so intoxicated by that nectar.
Те са толкова опиянени от този нектар.
That mood of Lord Nityananda.
Това настроение на Бог Нитянанда.
Преме мата Нитянанда. They are intoxicated with that spirit of saving the fallen souls. For them, they wouldn't mind taking millions of births and deaths in this material world. If they can keep engaging in the Sankirtan movement, they're happy to stay here. They don't care.
За тях не е никакво предизвикателство да останат тук, колкото милиони животи, ако е необходимо, за да спасят освободените.
When the Vaikuntha airplane comes to pick them up,
и когато идва Вайкунта самолет, за да ги прибере,
they'll say, but there's so many more books to be distributed. How I can go back to Godhead now? We still have so many more books to distribute.
И те казват, ама има още толкова много книги тук да се разпространяваш от Бхагавад.
Prabhupada orders to deliver the whole world. We haven't delivered it yet, so you'll have to come back later on, Vishnu Dudas. I'm not ready yet. Don't take me yet. We got to save the whole world for it.
И те казват, Prabhupada ми казва, че трябва да спаса целия свят, пък още не съм спасил целия свят, така че трябва, скъпи Вишну Дудас, ще трябва да дойдете по-късно, защото имам още работа.
See, devotee is embraces Sankirtan mood. He's not very eager to go back to Godhead.
Преден дан, който е прегърнал настроението на Санкиртан, той няма голям.
Where's the preaching up there?
За освобождение.
There's nobody to save. Everybody's already saved.
Има още много проповядване. Никой има още толкова много проповядване, никой не е спасен, още има още.
Those are in the mood of Lord Nityananda. They're intoxicated by saving the fallen soul. To me, to them, that's the supreme nectar. They find the material world is more nectarian than the spiritual world. I mean, here you can be a revolutionary to save the whole world for Prabhupada, you know.
The
spiritual world is already saved. With spiritual revolution, you can try to do there. They don't need one up there. But here you can be a revolutionary to try to save the world. Some devotees don't want to go back. They want to stay here, you see. At least until the whole world becomes Krishna conscious, then they can go back. They're intoxicated by this mood of spiritual revolution for Prabhupada. Any other questions? Yes, Narad Muni.
Ако духовният учител е отзет от това настроение за освобождение на целия свят,
а някои от учениците иска да получи само освобождение. Кой става с него?
If the spiritual master is absorbed in the mood that, that we were just describing, but some of his disciples are not in that mood and they simply want liberation to go back to Krishna, what happens with that that disciple?
if they have purified their hearts, they will go back to Godhead.
Ако се пречистили сърцето си, ще се върнат обратно при Бога. And the spiritual master will stay.
The spiritual master can be in both places at the same time. They can serve him in Golok and he can stay here and preach also at the same time. It's described by in the Bhagavatam that Prahlad Maharaj is simultaneously in the material world and the spiritual world. Described right there in the Bhagavatam. So I'm not making it up. It's right there in Prabhupada's book. Prahlad has this mood of saving everyone so he can stay here and at the same time he can be in Vishnu's pastimes in the spiritual world. So you can be with your guru in Goloka Vrindavan and he can also be here preaching at the same time. So I guess that's a very auspicious place to end. So we thank you all very much for your participation in this process. Kindly absorb yourself fully, deeply in bhakti ras. The sweet mellows of pure devotional service. Those of you who have taken initiation vows, you must strictly chant at least 16 rounds every day of japa mala. You must strictly avoid illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling.
Трябва стриктно да избягвате извънбрачния полов живот, месоядството, хазарта и интоксикантите.
Those of you who would like to be initiated, you must do the same.
А тези, които искате да получите посещение, трябва да правите същото.
And those who are not ready for initiation, kindly read these books.
А тези, които не се чувстват готови за посещение, моля ви...
And take prasadam as much as possible. And Krishna will bless you with transcendental realization. And sing and dance in the kirtan with great enthusiasm. And you will feel the mercy of Lord Nityananda. You'll wake up from the sleep of material existence into the sweet paradise of Krishna Bhakti. So we thank you all very much. Any questions or comments?
Tomorrow morning is the Bhagavatam and then we go to Bhagavatam?
Huh?
Tomorrow is last Bhagavatam
class? Yes. Tomorrow is my last, well, I'll be going for about a week to Ahaloy, leaving tomorrow afternoon. But it'll be my last Bhagavatam class for a week will be here tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
Утре в 8 часа ще бъде последната лекция в София преди да замине Санкишана Прабху за Келой.
Everybody knows about the Sliven Ratha Yatra. Everyone's invited for them.
Всички се поканени на Ратха Ятра в Сливен.
I will be preaching at the farm, Nitai Chandra, Gorachandra's farm. I'll be there for about 6 days.
I'd
like to get away from the city and come out to the country and have Krishna consciousness in the country. Come on out. Then I'll be coming back for a few days next week. And then I'll be going to I'm tentatively scheduled to go to Romania. Tentatively. That may happen. And then after that we'll be heading out to Copenhagen. Tentatively means maybe.
Yeah.
I might be going to Romania next, the following week.
Има такава вероятност да отиде в Румъния за няколко дни, оттам евентуално ще пътува за, за Копенхаген.
So we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. So, who's the garland maker tonight?
Stanka.
Stanka, come take the garland again. Hare Krishna.